Hi, Travis.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
We're going to be doing a little, amazing. We're going to start with Andy's ice cream first. It's not ice cream. It's Andy's what? Andy's, what do they call it?
Frozen custard. Right? It's custard.
Excuse me, Mr. Food.
Hold up.
Yeah.
One of the people who adopted me in this sports thing, Rod from California, calls it his frozen crack when he comes back.
Oh, for sure.
You got to have Andy's.
Yes. Still a big believer.
I want their light bulb budget. the other day I was out and about when it was earlier, and they were not open, but they were still looked open. And there was a guy in front. It was in Springfield, and we were headed to the hospital early. Remember?
Oh, yeah, you were before sunrise.
And it was crazy. But we're going to talk about this for just a minute. In fact, we'll take the break and come back and talk about a little straw in us first. What's your favorite Andy's?
Are you looking at him or
me? No, I'm looking at you, Keith. And you know that, Keith. Don't do that to me.
The orange thing, whatever it is called. What's the orange deal?
Orange freeze?
Yeah.
Amazing.
That. You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
How can you go into Andy's?
Oh, man.
And pass up the straw Anna?
I don't know, but you can.
Fruit on custard.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, strawberry banana stuff's good. I love it.
It's great, yeah.
And what's the caramel fudge one that's got a name to it?
Oh, the turtle.
The turtle. Popular.
Oh, yeah. My wife loves that. And she'll always say, can you get me some of the extra warm pecans on that? And they say, yes, ma'am, we can. Darren, what's your favorite?
Yeah, I'd say probably something with chocolate.
Nice.
Yeah, you see.
I don't know that I have. I mean, the orange is really good, but. As you talk about other ones, you go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think you should put out a little
top 10
carrier
list.
Case yeah. with little 10 things in there, and you could have 10 of them.
Yeah.
And each one be like a spoon and a half, you know?
That sounds incredible.
Now, here's what's so great. Travis Lemming is the head
Andy guy. He's the head Andy guy?
No, he's the Fritz guy.
Oh.
Used to be that guy.
He was the former Andy guy.
But yet, once you've been an Andy's guy, it's not like anybody said, "I'm." You still like Andy's.
Oh, heck yeah. Every day.
So we have people fly into town and say, hey, I'll be over in a little bit. I'm stopping at Andy's.
Do you have a lifelong card that you get to go over there and say, hey, former employee, give me the discount. Thank you very much.
I didn't work there that long.
He didn't work there that long because he knows if he gave him that card.
I worked there a long time. But
he'd have to give one to Fritz's. We're not doing that.
What is the deal when you're tenure? Yeah, so you didn't have tenure in Andy.
I want to come up
11
with,
years, no tenure.
No tenure.
I want to come up with a cone. See, I like the cone, but I got to have mine in a cup because it melts so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And get eat my, faster.
Oh. No, it can't.
Oh, okay.
Gotta enjoy it.
Yeah, gotta enjoy it.
And then what do you also have to ask for, Keith? It's a must.
Napkins.
You're right. One other thing.
Well, you gotta have I don't know.
Come on, Keith.
Other thing.
Travis, don't let me down, buddy.
I don't know. Cherry on top?
No.
A spoon?
Water?
Oh,
water.
Travis, you're the winner, buddy.
Yeah. No, water.
Yeah. Of course.
Why do you want water?
So just
if you get a water and a cone. How are you gonna eat that? You
it's
got your hands.
Cone, but he's in a cup.
Okay, yeah. A cup.
You wanna try it again? Buddy?
You get a water and a cup.
Yeah.
How are you gonna eat it?
Well, you put the spoon and you eat out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And you put the cup down. Watch yourself. Blind
you
people might
down.
Not do this.
No.
Okay. And then you take the water, and sip it.
You sip the water.
Yeah, because you're cleansing your palate.
We're gonna cleanse the palate. Yeah, we'll be back in a moment on Good Morning Ozarks. We're gonna cleanse the palate. 7:33.
We're going to Fritz's Adventure. And
yes,
for you that are brand new to the area, a lot of great, exciting news, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I've been looking for this ever since I saw Travis down in Texas.
Oh, really?
With his dad.
You saw him down there?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was down there for the flag raising.
Yes.
And we looked over into the horizon.
And you saw Nebraska first.
I saw Warren Buffett in the window waving at us. How about an address that says Nebraska Furniture Drive?
Said, hi, neighbor. How are you?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
We got a lot to talk about. Travis Lemming, our guest this morning. Say hi to your wife who's at the stained glass shop.
That's right. She knows she's sleeping this
morning.
She
does a great job.
Cheer the podcast.
Hey, good morning.
We'll be back in a moment on Good Morning Ozark. Stay with us at the round table. Welcome to the 7:30 half hour of Good Morning Ozarks. 7:35 for those of you that are on a schedule this morning, 54 degrees. Darren will keep us updated on the weather all morning long. It's 15th of March, 2024.
Right off the bat, for you that are leaving for work, Travis and I have talked about this before. If you want 2 day passes to Fritz's Adventure, call Darren right now.
Really?
And give him your name and your phone number, and we'll start that out right off the bat. Phone
That's
number, Keith?
Awesome. 417-334 5532.
Cannot be used during spring break time or high attendance areas.
I can't. We'll make it work.
Yeah.
So call Darren, 417-334-5532. 2 day passes for you, and
wow,
we'll take that.
That's awesome.
Hey, Travis, good morning.
Good morning.
Man, I tell you what, it's so much fun when you come on the show because talk about Fritz's, but talk about your family. And we want to start from the beginning because Keith might not remember some of your background, where you grew up, when you met Amy.
Right.
And your walk through a little bit of life here.
I love it. So right down the road, Burrville. So I
got to
say, right where at Burrville.
Burrville.
Graduated from there. Came up. My grandparents retired here on the lake. So, you know, decided to be a lake bum. They didn't like that very long. So mm-hmm. they got me into college, which was great, right down here at C of O. So
time
C of O
out.
Alum.
Yep. Hired.
Yep.
Yep.
Stamp the hired.
You know it.
And
it's
the
so
first
great.
Place that hired you out of school was?
National Pizza Company and also the Mansion Theater right here in town.
Wow,
so had a little connection there.
Good job.
Now, food-wise, because you're a foodie, and we'll get to that later in the program. Did you have anything to do, Keter Center or Friendship House or any of that? Did you have any of that background
at
the
Mark Station?
Oh, yeah. Stayed there the whole entire time.
Oh, my goodness,
Friendship
man.
Friendship House first. Loved it. So started there and then got to help open up the Keter Center, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wasn't we talked the other day?
Mindy Honey.
Yeah, Mindy Honey.
You know Mindy?
Friendship House.
She'll have to.
Maybe, yeah.
I'll tell you who Mindy Honey is. Mindy Honey left the college and went to work at the newspaper.
Okay.
Then she went over to the hospital where she was worked and then went into the Skaggs Foundation. She's now the director of the Silver Dollar City Foundation, and she started at the Friendship
Very
House.
Nice.
So let's see if he can pass the test. Mm. There's an item that they do not have at the Keter Center.
There's a few, but
that Mr. Healy put on it when they first opened when I called him. He did do that. What's one of the most famous dishes? Keith, you're going to get yours in here, too. What's one of the most famous Ooh. Dishes from the Friendship House that everybody would have for lunch?
Ooh, for me, it was cashew chicken.
Oh, she said that.
They had cashew chicken at the French Amount? I didn't remember that.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Really?
So,
Keith, tell them yours.
Mine was the egg omelet in the morning.
In the morning,
and with
yeah.
ham, and they put the pepper cheese on there and ham. Ham was separate, and then the pepper cheese omelet. Ooh,
for sure, breakfast was a big deal.
Oh, yeah, and they didn't do that at the Keter.
No.
And then my warm cornbread would come and serve with my ham and beans.
Get those cornbread rolls right now.
Oh,
that,
my
that
goodness.
Cornmeal rolls, those are good right now at the Keter Center.
He's spoiled.
Yeah.
So then where after that, after the mansion and stuff?
Yeah, right to Andy's. So,
wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, and you were there through an explosion period with them.
Definitely.
Where they were really growing.
13 to 80.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a lot
that's
of fun.
A big deal, Keith.
That is cool. Yeah.
How did Fritz's come on your radar?
Sure. Enjoying life at Andy's and could see myself retiring from there. But, you know, I think there's a point in time where you need a challenge. And the Lord was like, hey, you know, you need something new. I was a little comfortable. And I enjoyed that comfort a lot. But really looked at Fritz's and said, man, this is another world-class concept waiting to happen, and it just, you know, just needs a little bit of scalability and direction and definitely leadership. So I was excited about all those possibilities, and the two gentlemen that were hiring me were great guys, and I really wanted to work with them. So it came down just kind of break down in my kitchen with my wife, said, hey, it's time to move. And I really enjoyed it over the last 4 years. It's been an incredible
journey.
It's
been crazy. When I heard you were with the group and with the family, for those that don't know, my son's involved in Fritz's.
Right.
Yeah,
founder and principal. And during that time, people don't understand this very well when you try to explain it, but there was a time when Fritz's was in the infant stage.
Sure.
Because of my roles and who I've dealt with, there wasn't a lot of interaction because, Keith, there was a lot of proprietary information.
Of course.
And I think Matt was very wise in saying, I'm not going to put you in that position.
Yep.
So a lot of the founding stuff didn't come to later. I knew about the airplane. I knew different things. Mm-hmm. I knew that there was a concept. But it's been so neat to watch it when the construction started in that location, Keith, location.
Location.
Yeah, man,
Fall
Fritz's
Creek
Adventure.
Yeah.
Man. Tell them where it's at, Keith.
Fall Creek in 76, right across from Hertz Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
those aren't bad either,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, man.
And a neat-looking building that says what? Man, it's hot outside.
Yeah, come inside. Air-conditioned. and everything the kids ever wanted to climb on.
Man, it looks like it's rainy today.
Yeah, inside, everything the kids wanted to climb on.
Man, it's freezing today.
Inside, heated, everything the kids wanted to climb on.
That's right, everything underneath one roof.
Yeah,
it's amazing. So awesome. You can have all that adventure that you'd want to do outside, indoors.
But Travis, here's what I say. I watch young people, and this is not just the little ones. I mean, I see some 6 and 7 years old when they come in. Just, wow! But I see adults, and I see teenagers, because it is challenging for whatever age. Let's walk through that for a minute about the younger people, because I know there's an area when Lincoln was younger. Go down the stairs and run to the right. You can tell me what you call that right there.
Yeah, just the tunnels.
The kids' things.
Oh, the kids' thing, yeah. So just, there's Fritz's Forest, really. I mean, it's kind of just an awesome area to, you know, it's well padded and kind of, you know, the little bit less, you know, you can jump off things and have a good time as you'd want to do, you know, in the woods, but just in a little bit safer environment. So it's incredible.
Now, it's close to the laser area.
Yes.
Okay, now, Lincoln was in the car with us the other day.
Nice.
And let me tell you what Lincoln has done. Mm-hmm. You ready, Keith?
Yeah, what did he do?
Keith, this is your kind of thing. You're going to love this.
All right.
He has figured out the sequence of the lasers.
Aha!
And can dodge the lasers. And he was talking about rolling, kicking the button with his foot, rolling back up. He has memorized the laser rotation.
Smart kid.
I'm going to have to challenge Lincoln to come back out. I don't think I've seen him out there with the new game mode.
Brand new one
after all these years that just came out. We'll kind of be rolling it out in our new spring expedition. It's kind of in testing mode right now, but you can play it during spring break.
Lincoln would be a guy to test it for.
I'm sure he's been there at night after we close. But
he hadn't memorized that one yet.
That one too soon.
Overall, if you have about 30 seconds to tell somebody, the question is, what is Fritz's? What do you say?
Oh, man, it's the great adventure in, you know, everything you'd want to do indoors, everything underneath one roof. It's perfect season all year long. It's incredible staff, service level that you're not going to experience elsewhere, and just a ton of fun. I mean, that's our value. We're going to keep you incredibly safe, and you're going to be able to do things you've never done before to world-first type items. So you're going to really experience the outdoors indoors.
Oh, you know, I like ziplining inside, but come on. Who wants to stay inside, Keith?
Hey, kick the door open and go out.
That's where we talk about world's first. I love it. So got all those zip lines indoors, right? 11 of them, and you're up in the ceiling, you know, 40 feet up. But, you know, you're like, I do want to go outside and it's a beautiful day, or even, you know, just to kind of cool off on a nice cool day. And you go through some crazy doors that open up for you, and then off you go, and you're on some massive zip lines outside.
But here's what's crazy about that. I know that safety is number one, and I've heard that in different organizations, but I really know that Fritz's safety is your number one deal.
Yeah, you could see it. I was looking at reviews this morning. And the last three reviews we've had on TripAdvisor all comment on it, and they just felt safe, and that our team is constantly around, able to help you in whatever you need. Yeah, we've got, you know, if you go to a certain climbing gym, well, almost all climbing gyms, you know, there's certain things that they have. Well, we double up on all those. So we make sure that even the little ones, you know, feel safe, and mom and dads can enjoy watching their little ones without being there and holding their hands, because are hooked up in multiple
and Keith,
ways.
The connectivity is when you're going from inside to outside, the way that it works is seamless. So it's not like you're unhooking and you're free and you can fall.
No.
It's taken care of.
Door opens in front of you and you
after
you. And I tell you, it's not good for my driving, because when I'm coming up by Hertz Donuts, and look, I love watching these people coming out the door or standing up on a platform there at Fritz's Adventure. Our guest today, Travis Lemming, what is your main title?
Server. Just serving the organization.
Sounds like the pastor at First Baptist Church, one of the pastors.
Right.
I love that.
Pastor Jeremy is my sweet mate, CFO.
There you go.
I know that Fritz's Adventures for all kids, from, you know, below Lincoln's age to the oldest. But what is the real age
sweet spot.
Group, the sweet spot? That people, what age do you see?
We love having everybody
in.
But, yeah, I mean, I know that my boys at 3 started, loved it. But really, they're 8 right now and 12. They're really hitting it to where they're doing all things on their own. Mm-hmm. But then we've got these team building events so much right now also that are just loving it. So it's really, I don't know if we have a sweet spot because it all just kind of depends on what you want to do, right? There's so much for everyone. Because we even had a group of, 40-year-old guys, electricians, that really? Are used to being up high, and they just had a blast coming in for their company's team building.
Wow.
And there's 40 of them, and they were, like, almost trying to run over the kids in front of them on the treetops, like, cause they're like, we want to go. We want to have a blast.
Yeah.
So, I think, the kids right now, whether you're kind of 8 through 14, 15, are going to continue to want to come back even after that. But we have lots of young adults that are enjoying it, whether it's a date night or team building events.
Tell me about the team building events. How's that
it's work? Incredible. So, yeah, your company or whoever, school wants to book with us, and you come in and you walk through a lot of really cool team building events. I mean, you've heard of those fun things like trust falls and things like that. We're like, whatever. We do it in a whole new way, right? We're putting you on walls and you're cheering each other on, and we've got great guides that are certified and just that have a blast and bring a ton of energy to your group. And you do all these things, and whether you're blindfolded 30 feet up and you're trusting.
I wouldn't need a blindfold 30 feet up. No problem.
And, you're walking across ropes and bridges, but you're guided by your team, and that's really building a lot of communication and trust. And then we have speakers from the area that are going to come in, and after you're kind of settling down, might get some great food from some of our catering partners, whether that's Chick-fil-A or, Getting Basted, or we have a few, and you pick from that list. You get your great food in. You sit down and listen to a great speaker coming in from around the area. And
what size groups do you deal with?
So yeah, anywhere between 10, 15, if you're a smaller company, all the way up to I think we've got one coming in that's 80, 120.
That's awesome.
Well, I've enjoyed what you're saying, but I have to pick one of my favorites if you don't mind.
Sure.
But I like to take Keith's little company.
You blindfolded on the zip line.
Oh, no. I will tell you where I'm going. But I want to take Keith one place first where we're going to have a competition.
Okay.
And I would like you to have the stopwatch out or just put your watch away, because where I'm going to take him is this. I'm taking him to the warp wall. Now, Keith, there are two warp walls. There's warp walls for people that aren't very good, and there's warp walls for you and me.
Oh.
I want the big warp wall. Now, Keith,
big warp wall.
Now, Keith,
what's the warp wall?
I'm going to give me your arm here.
Okay.
Now, Keith, bend your fingers more.
Hey, I don't know that it goes back.
It warps
that far.
Back. You're going to run up, Keith.
Oh, you'll run up it?
All the way to the top. And you got. If you don't grab on Keith, you can
fall back.
Tell him about that big warp wall.
Yeah, we've got, actually, I'm going to say we got three warp walls.
Really?
Yes. So.
What are they covered with?
It's an incredible. I don't know. We'd have to get the big guy
soft,
in here.
Excuse me.
Talk.
It's soft.
It's a technical term. We can't tell you.
Technical.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean,
but
yeah.
But I mean, it's soft,
nice.
Right? So if you're all right.
No.
It's slippery. So you. It's like a slide. If you don't make it to the top, right, you can slide
down.
Back down. That's actually more fun than getting to go over, I think.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we got three walls. One starts out at around 7 feet. So for the little tykes that want to, enjoy that experience. And then we got one at 11 feet and then one at close to 14 feet, which is like American Ninja Warrior.
14 feet for you.
Yeah.
We're on 14 feet.
14 feet.
By the way, we're ready for another pair of tickets. You call us at 417-334-5532. Leave your name and number.
Yep.
And thanks to the gracious people at Fritz's, you'll be on your way. They'll call you and make it subject to availability. And 417-334-5532. Leave your name and number. Free passes to Fritz's Adventure. Keith.
Sounds good.
Now,
all right. Wow.
I'm going to give my favorite. Do you mind?
Are the warp walls not your favorite?
No, it's not
okay.
My favorite. And I figured out, too, that we are not in the...
Are you up in the airplane and you're pulling on the stuff and you're looking at all
I
that?
I like that.
Chattering on
and
the
I'm,
radio.
And I'm not in the sanitary sewer either.
Okay.
It has no sewer
the
in
tunnels.
It,
I figured out that the tunnels,
tunnels.
I call them the wrong thing. They're not sewers. There could be storm sewers.
No.
No, that's not my favorite.
But they're not full of water or nothing.
Oh, no. They're
all dry, pretty.
Once you drop
new.
Down there, they say, wait a minute, the kids have been down there for an hour, and all of a sudden
right.
They pop up at the cement mixer.
Yeah, really.
No. Mary and I have a favorite spot.
Hmm. The I know. The comfortable couch.
The cafe.
That's it.
Well,
No, not the cafe.
That
inside that ropes area.
Yeah.
That observation area for Grandpa.
The what? The ropes where?
The rope area where the little couches are sitting.
Oh, yes. The private area. Elite seating.
Well, yeah, but I got to find out something. If I was sitting in there, people walked in and said, I think these are our seats. Oh, I see. It's a little special adventure.
A little VIP experience. Yeah, a little elite seating. Yeah.
Well, and I was already in trouble because I already parked in their parking spot out in front. So tell us about places like that where mom and dad or grandma and grandpa come and say, I'm liking this. But yeah, I tell you what, I'm going to sit over here and enjoy it from here.
That's right. I mean, these are just things we've had from our guests. We just listen to our guests and say, hey, we want more seating options. We want things that come with those seating options, like Premier Parking, right? Like, you know, we put these seating pods in, and if you purchase these before you get there, you got a nice spot right next to the doors walking in. Then you get food with it. You get desserts. You get endless snacks. Drinks, cooler to keep all your stuff, private lockers, nice sports on big screen TVs, or, you know, we got all kinds of channels.
The guy that I sat next to, we enjoyed ourselves. Okay. I said, do you mind if I sit there for just a minute? Because the game's not over yet.
That's right.
So neat and so fun to enjoy that and have the treats, as you say, coming. You have the snacks and the Cokes and the fruit juices and the things that you have. Pretty right. Neat.
Yes, I mean, and we've got them in different parts of the park, so if you want more of a view, we've got our premier seating, and you can kind of overlook all the park and see everybody, or you've got the ones that are on the floor.
I didn't know that till I forget where I was the other day, and I saw those down on the action floor. Yep. I didn't realize you had those there.
No, yeah, that's a new experience for us, and yeah, we just want more people
down
in the action.
Do you sell them? Do people like those?
Oh, we love it. Sold out yesterday. I mean, all seating was sold out.
Wow, Keith.
I mean, yeah, it's incredible. And that comes with a lot of grandparents or people that really aren't, you know, they just want to be there for their kids, or they just want to have a good time and have nice, comfortable seats. That allows them, they don't buy a ticket or anything. That allows them to get on the floor with their kids, take lots of pictures. It's a great benefit.
Now, you just hit the home run, Travis, because in the business world, there's learning curves. If Tom Fish was still alive, he would tell you about sight and sound. Mm-hmm. Here are the rules they had from Lancaster.
Yeah.
Here's what we do. Here's how we do it. Until one day, somebody like Tom Fish said, this is not
working.
Lancaster.
Yeah.
Right? And you say, well, what do you mean? Well, I realize you can lock your door at 7:30 and say, if you don't make it in by 7:30, go home. Well, some people in the Branson area are a little tardy. Now, they might make you wait till a certain time.
Travis, he doesn't know anybody.
But they accommodated the things that they needed to accommodate. Sure. You all, when you first opened, somebody couldn't just walk in. But you have something available for grandma and grandpa now that can
That's
come.
That's right.
Can you tell me how that works?
It's incredible. And I don't even know if you know this one. We just rolled out another big thing for our guests, probably one of our biggest in a long time. But you know, at that point when I came on, they were just rolling that out in regards to, hey, you don't have to buy a ticket to get into the park, right? And through the doors, you come into that whole entire entry level, see about 90% of our entire park from that level. So if your kids just want to go play and you want to hang out, you know, we've got the massage chairs and a lot of the premier seating, the cafe, lockers, coffee shop, all that good stuff. So and tons of seating in that area, but that's all free. So a lot of people really enjoyed that. But, you know, as...
Time out.
Yep.
We need to say that again, because there's local people that don't realize that, Keith.
Now, the cafe is not free, but the seating...
No, I understand that.
Right.
But they want to go in and look around. They can do that, right? Tell them right. How they do that.
Yeah. No, just come in. I mean, we have people now that just come in. You know, we've got our new energy drink line, a Lotus. People are just coming in off the streets and just grabbing drinks. We've got a great coffee
That's
line.
Great.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. So just come in and hang out. We've got people that come in and use the free Wi-Fi or whatever, or let their kids roll, and they're down on the floor playing and enjoying. And then now, you know, they're sitting upstairs getting some work done.
But be very careful.
Why?
Well, if you're sitting in the cafeteria, not a cafeteria, but if you're sitting in the restaurant area, and you look up, say, oh, my goodness, Keith, you see something above you. What's above you?
Oh, zip lines. Zip lines galore.
Oh, my.
People will be zipping everywhere.
So they'll be all over the place.
And different levels.
Slides.
Wow.
Courses, aerial bridges, all fun. Very all kinds cool. of fun stuff.
And it energizes you.
Totally.
You know, there's some things on there I think I could do, some things I can't do. Like on the Whirlpool. Keith, you'd beat me on the Whirlpool. You'd run up that baby. You'd grab that thing. How far up the Whirlpool can you get?
I've got the 14 one.
Oh, you have how many times? All the time?
No, not all the time.
That's my point, so, but don't act to us like you're better athletes than we are.
Yeah.
But it's fun to try, isn't it?
I've had to try.
You probably wore
the
your
team.
Special shoes.
That's right.
Aha!
Uh-huh. Get them all super sticky.
Yeah,
so
sticky
put
shoes.
The sticky gloves on, too. So, yeah. It's like Spider-Man style.
Yeah. Travis Lemming, our guest today, he's one of the servants at Fritz's Adventure. And they mean what they say. When you go in, it is a great, great place to be. And a fun place. You come to Branson for a lot of fun, and there is a good place. Another chance for you to call right now, 417-334-5532. Two more passes to a day pass for Fritz's Adventure. And you call 417-334-5532. Darren will take your name and number. We'll give that to Travis, and they'll contact you and make sure you get accommodated fine.
For sure.
Travis, have you been in on any of the discussion about the expansion out in the Texas area?
I have. I get the
that's got to be exciting.
It's exciting. So we've got a lot of things going on here from seasons, and we'll have to talk about that for sure. That's incredible and updates here at Branson, but those are very exciting. I'm a little less involved on the construction side, so that is well handled and it is going really well. But operationally, we are planning and look forward to that opening this year. So.
Will it have the same footprint size-wise?
Hang on.
May I answer? Yeah.
Everything in Texas.
There we go.
Is bigger.
That's exactly right. It's a bigger footprint than anybody.
It is. You know, we've got three massive tree houses here. There'll be five there, right? So,
yeah,
you know, I think we've got those four zip lines outside here. They'll be, I think, triple that there. So, you know, we've got a nice vestibule. That's going to be a little bit bigger there just to allow people to get in from outside. And, you know, we've got our lines outside right now forming in the morning, so we try to do our best to get them in quickly.
Keith would like to bring up the traffic count of 30,000 cars.
300,000.
I kind of was off a number.
Yeah, he was off of zero.
Matt said, Dad, you're off a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. But I want to wrap up on Branson in a couple of minutes. But can you stay with us? I know people.
Sure, you do.
I could call people
could
right
call
now.
People.
Travis is not coming in right now.
That's
He's
right.
on the show. We're talking about Fritz's Adventure, the international place right here in Branson, Missouri. It was started, founded right here, and it's just like many of the other things that were done in Branson with the track and others. It's so neat to have something started here that's expanding.
It is. It's
Tell me
exciting.
A website that we can follow what's going on and plug in, get tickets, and all that other stuff.
Yeah, incredible. www.fritzsadventure.com. So just Fritz's, Fritz, adventure.com.
And tell me your hours.
So right now we are open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays from 10 to 6. So we'll cut back a little bit after spring break and be open till 6 in the evenings, except for on Fridays and Saturdays we're always open till 8.
That was a great question because got a little confused when I went by because in the wintertime there's some special hours. Now, when spring break's coming, it's full bore.
Yeah,
yeah
we're
going.
On.
And
yeah.
People are coming from every... Now, what states right now are in spring break right now?
So, yeah, we've got Missouri and a little bit of... We've had some people from Mississippi and Tennessee. But next week, we'll have more Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Oh.
So, we'll be a lot busier there. We've had a few few areas of Texas in also.
But when Oklahoma and Arkansas come, it's a big time for us.
Yeah, yes.
So, for you that want to go up on the strip, maybe you're up... Forsyth Road and going to make a right and go, wait a minute. I can't make a right.
Yeah,
that's right.
They just keep coming.
Yep.
They are in town. Travis Lemming is our guest this morning. He's one of the servants over at Fritz's Adventure. We're going to talk more about Texas when we come back. I kick it to my co-host to take us to top of the hour. Fritz's Adventure's right-hand guy, Mr. Blind Man himself on the zip line.
Hey, on the zip line and the warp wall. We could sell tickets for that. Watch the blind guy go on the 14-foot warp wall.
I can hear you now.
That would be me.
And when I say to you something like, Keith, now remember, you got to stop about a 3 or 4 foot before the wall.
Oh, yeah, because I just go,
bam.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
You and that roadrunner.
Yeah, bam. Anyway, we're going to continue. Travis is going to stay with us, and we'd love to invite you to do the same thing. 54 degrees. Darren's going to keep us updated on the weather. I think the rain's out of here. Boy, it was raining last night.
Forget later in this half hour.
Yeah.
Food.
With
Travis. Oh yeah, he's a foodie.
Oh. Well, we started by talking with Andy's Custards.
That's right.
Got all that. I've got some more food to talk about in the next half hour on Good Morning Ozarks, Keith and Charlie. And you stay with us here at the Round Tip. Welcome Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour. Good morning, Ozarks. Keith O'Neill, Charlie Ingram. It's 8:02 this morning. 54 degrees on the 15th day of March. If you missed any of Travis' last half hour, starting with talking about the favorite flavors we had of Andy's and, of course, Fritz's Adventure, you go to KLFCRadio.com later today, and you can hear what Travis had to say and all the fun at Fritz's Adventure. And, by the way, you can do that around 12 or 1 o'clock or so.
If you'd like to go to the School of the Ozarks, where Brad Dolliff is the headmaster, go on the campus of College of the Ozarks, go around the roundabout, and say, where is the stained glass shop?
Over by the mill.
Mr. Lemming, where is that at?
Yeah. By the mill,
It is by the mill, yeah. Right behind Lake Honor right there. Mm-hmm. And you go right around the lake, and
your
it's back there, brand new right? building. Yeah, she's led that since the start of that building.
Let me tell you.
Wow.
You walk in, if somebody listening today that maybe been an old-timer or new, you talk about taking a day, going to the college, having lunch at the Keter Center, and just walk into the stained glass shop and watch these young people work.
Oh, yeah.
I had the great fortune of going back to Vietnam several years ago. They gave us a stained glass clock, Keith, custom made by the college with a little plaque and basically, I think, where I served and that type of thing. Wow. Watching those college students tediously work. Something I can't do that.
Hours.
You know?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It's incredible. She has a studio at home, too, so I get to see her masterpieces. She's truly an artist. But all those kids are in there, and they're designing these amazing pieces for, you know, different people that are either coming in or anybody that wants to buy them, right? So, and it takes hours. They draw up things first, and they sketch about on glass, and then they cut the glass out, and they grind the glass, and then they solder it and, you know, foil it and wash it. It's hours and hours and hours of process.
How do they color the glass?
That's actually from the glass. They don't do that at the college. That happens at the glass factory. But that's pretty neat, too.
It becomes colored, right, because what they do to it?
Well, the what they call foiling, that will color the area around the glass.
Oh, yeah. But I think what we need to do, we need to commission some inaugural pieces for Fritz's in Texas.
Oh, nice.
And so you have Amy design these things for Fritz's Texas, and so for the first 100 or first 50, or knowing the price of it, could be the first 5.
Yeah.
But something like that would be pretty neat as a keepsake.
It would be.
That would be
Travis
cool.
Lemming, good to have you with us. We're going to talk about Texas for just a moment, but anything new in Branson?
Oh, it's been incredible. Hopefully a lot of you came out and enjoyed Staycation, which was our first season that we've ever done outside of Fritzmas. So that was kind of bringing, beach vibes into the facility during area appreciation, which was January and February. You'd walk in, you'd get the whole building smelled like pina colada.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we had giant beach balls, 12 feet, in diameter.
Big.
I mean, they were
good
just huge.
Night. That's a big beach ball.
Yeah, it was incredible. Tons of games and things that were going on, all kind of beach vibe feels. And again, amazing discounts back, with that also. So,
and they can find that online, right?
Yeah. So our seasons are coming up. This is our first year of seasons. So right after spring break here, mid-April, we're going into spring expedition, where we've got some really cool Eagle Scouts on staff. So they're going to be doing cool water filtration classes during the day. And we've got these different games that are going to go on. The whole new kind of theme set up around Fritz's. So, yes, you still got all the great things that Fritz's has, but it's going to bring a completely different feel. All your senses are going to kind of come alive from different smells and different offerings in the cafe. And just each season's going to kind of bring a ton of stuff new to the park.
Now, if I'm a local and I'm listening, I can go to the website and say, you know what? I live here, and it's only March, and our kids love to go.
Right.
Can they go online, or do they need to call about to find out what the specials are for family, local people?
Sure. Right now, thanks. If they're looking for a deal, definitely online. If they're looking for spring, I definitely suggest it is very busy right now, which
agree.
We'd love to have you out. But at the same time, if you're a local listening, take a look at a lot of our socials and things for spring expedition coming up April and May, you're going to find some great deals out there for
See,
you.
See, Keith, that's pretty neat that because the guy says, look, I've been out there, and there are hundreds there, and I know they're having a good time. I'm going to wait till this day.
Yeah, I live here. I'm going to wait a week or two. Yeah,
all right.
That'd be good.
We're going to transition.
Super, Travis.
Give me in the Branson Cafe here in upstairs. What's any new sandwiches or anything we have this year? Or
The Fritz's Cafe is really doing a great job, constantly updating. Again, with each of our seasons, we have some special offerings. Again, in staycation, we offered a really cool line from 40 Pillow Joe, which is the founder of Dippin' Dots, ended up selling Dippin' Dots, but then he's created his own specialty lines.
My goodness.
Yeah, so he does beaded coffees now. He does beaded protein.
Beaded coffee?
Yeah.
What's a beaded coffee?
So have you ever had Dippin' Dots? You guys ever
oh
had
my goodness!
Dippin' Dots
Wes's things? Wife, Cindy.
Yeah.
If we're driving by and you're 100 miles from Dippin' Dots, you're going.
Nice. Yes.
And at the ballpark, Wes made sure they had Dippin' Dots.
Yeah. Right.
Loves them.
Yeah. We offer them too, but we also offer the 40 Below, and you've got coffee that's frozen in these little Dippin' Dots.
Time out. In a little cup. They're so frozen, they don't stick together.
Oh.
And they're like little dots.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you'd love them.
Huh.
You're kind of eating.
So
during,
you do that coffee?
In a cup.
We do it in coffee, and we did it in mocktails. So that was, pina coladas.
Right.
So no alcohol.
Sure,
but,
of course.
But yeah, mocktails, and then we've got protein, ones that, if you need a little energy pickup, could do protein. But we had some great things. I mean, from different sandwiches that we're offering all the time to different snacks and treats.
Let's stay with sandwiches for a minute. Any special
sandwiches? Kind of sandwiches?
Well, you always know our most popular. Everybody comes in and gets the turkey garlic aioli.
Aioli.
Yeah, that's definitely number
that's
one.
That's on your list.
The new one I like is our pulled pork on a jalapeno cornbread.
Baby,
it is
put me
so
down.
Good. Yeah,
that
it has
sounds
a,
good.
It has a honey Dijon apple butter sauce on it.
I'm calling son on this one. I'm saying, son, I realize you haven't had me over to the house for a while, but I'm stopping in at lunch. I'm going for this pulled pork jalapeno. What do you call it?
Jalapeno cornbread.
And baby.
You know what son says? That's great, Dad. We're open from 10 to 5. Bring your credit card. Come on, have a good time.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
With a little soft drink sitting there.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, it's so good. We've got our new showdown happening right now between our two massive hot dogs that we're doing. One's called the Stadium Dog. It's got fries and nacho cheese over it and all kinds of toppings. The other one's called the Guacabrat. So it's a cheddar.
Oh, you just got his attention.
The Guacabrat?
He loves
that. I love that. All right, so what's the Guacabrat?
So it is a cheddar jalapeno brat with guacamole, cilantro, a cilantro-lined crema. All over the top. It's incredible.
Darren, sit back down in your producer's chair.
Yeah, they can't leave. Yeah,
it said cilantro and dogs, and he was all over this.
Yeah, he was.
By the way, it's another time right now. Two more tickets right
two
now.
More?
Last time.
Love it.
417-334-5532. That's 417-334-5532.
It's our last pair.
Yeah, and you don't really have to live here. Our friends over in Festus are listening this morning. I just got and Rod's listening from California, so they could call too and go
that's
on
right.
Princess.
Better hurry.
It'll be fun.
They'll be available.
All right. Question. We're going to do the little break here in a minute and the verse of the day. Then we're going to go to Texas.
Love it.
I understand there's some management people that are already in Texas.
Yes.
Do you know any of those?
Well, I think you know one of them.
Oh. You want me to tell you what's Hayden doing?
Yeah, what's Hayden doing?
Hayden's in Texas, Keith.
This guy's incredible.
He came in the other day to copy run, picked up some plans, said, see you going to Texas. Bye.
That's right.
Wow, so we've got family friends in Texas.
That's right.
But is he going to be asking me if he's going to get married, going to move to Texas? Is he going to be a Texan?
Oh.
Will he like the Cowboys?
Ooh. Oh, my goodness, Keith.
And your family?
Oh, my goodness. I would imagine that if I was living in the colony area.
You better go down to the altar for prayer, buddy.
And I'm thinking he could be a Cowboys fan if he wanted
could
to.
He could be.
But they've also got hockey down there.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas?
And the hockey mascot's name is something. Do you know the name?
Don't.
Oh, I wish Lincoln was listening to someone. Victor B. Victor. I can't tell you.
So the hockey team in Dallas.
Right.
There's a hockey team.
Yeah.
And you don't know the
mascot's
name.
Called the Stars.
Stars, yep.
They're called the Stars. And the mascot is pretty funny because his name is Victor something.
Huh.
Oh, I got it. Victor E something. That's his name.
Well, you're getting closer.
Yeah, Victor.
First it was Victor something. Now it's Victor E something.
You know what? You can also go to Fritz's Adventure and watch the eclipse.
It's on the television. It's not built yet.
It is. It is. Good morning, Ozarks. Travis Lemming, our guest today. This has been a lot of fun. We're going to talk about Texas when we come back.
Is there any other openings in Texas?
We can send him. Yeah. We'll put a little studio in down there.
There you go. Excuse me. Yeah, we could have
Your father's in Texas.
We could have Good Morning Ozarks from the West.
No, I think I'm going to stay right here. I'm going to ship you down there. Hey, this is a lot of fun. If you've not been to Fritz's Adventure, you've got to go.
Yes, we do.
Are we out, Darren? Are we out of tickets?
Is that it?
Okay, we're ready. Last chance.
Last chance. We didn't get a call because somebody said,
away. Here's what happens when you do it on the first call. Somebody says, but right now, 417-334-5532. Okay.
All right, tell Darren, I want to go.
You got to ask him a question before we go to this break.
Ask who?
Travis.
Oh, I thought we were talking Darren or Travis or you. I don't know who that is.
This aioli dressing.
Aioli.
On my cauliflower.
Yeah. You like that?
I've been making some cabbage steaks.
Okay.
And some cauliflower steaks.
Yeah.
And I've added that little touch of Parmesan cheese along with it. And I a little overdid my olive oil last time. That could be lighter.
I almost burned the house down.
But you take a head of cauliflower and put this aioli sauce on it with the cheese. It's just good.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I haven't had the aioli, but
do you like? Are you a vegetable guy?
Steaks, definitely.
Well, so Keith and I would add a little filet mignon to go with that.
Yeah, a little filet on the side would be good. Hey, it is.
But I'm ordering the lobster. He's not.
No.
And my shrimp cocktail, chilled large shrimp to come with that.
I don't like shrimp either. So. Hey, it's 8:14 this morning. Well, I'm what?
Filet.
Not cheap. Just give me a filet. I mean,
How do you have yours cooked?
Medium.
Oh, boy.
What do you do? Burn the fire out of it?
No, but I grew up on a farm. I know what medium looks like.
Well, how do you cook yours?
I'm medium well, and I can
There's a place in Dallas on Stemmons down there, the Trail End or something. If you order yours well done, they bring you out the sole of a boot.
Oh, jeez.
That's incredible.
Don't tell me you're a medium rare.
Medium rare.
Oh, my goodness, Travis.
Grandfather was a butcher, so
he taught you well.
Yeah. Throw it on, throw it off.
Yeah, hey, pat it on the tail and send him on through.
There you go. We'll be back in a moment on Good Morning Ozarks Verse of the Day coming up next. That's our Verse of the Day from the YouVersion free Bible app, available at the App Store and the Google Play Store, all the way from Nigeria, Mr. Ingram.
Travis, could not be a more perfect segue into this next question. And that is, I know for a fact some of the underlying principles of Fritz's Adventure. You and your wife, Matt and Amy, Hayden and his new wife-to-be, and others, and they're people of faith. Would you mind sharing with us for just a moment how that kind of invades Fritz's?
I think it's through values. We don't push anything on anyone at our staff, but at the same time, I'm very open about it, right? And I think that's just how we live. I mean, we're servants at heart. We try to love, we trust, and we put that into our culture. And I think that's what gives us a great culture. I mean, a lot of places have struggled hiring. We've been blessed that we haven't. You know, we have a staff that's willing to, ready to serve and can take care of the guests that are coming in the door. And that all stems from just the ability to, help each other, serve each other. And we do that as a team, and we can do that well, which kind of relates back to how we serve our guests. That's what, it's my second time getting that today because, that's how I wake up in the morning. And we just take those type of, faith. I mean, into our walk, right? I've never been one to get out there and evangelize very much. That's not me. I'm an introvert, but at the same time, I know that I can be a great light. So as long as I'm living where people, I can easily talk about it. If somebody asks me, like, "Hey, you're different. Like, what's going on?"
And
I'm ready to talk about it. Yeah.
And Fritz shows that.
Yeah, that's okay. What we want
to
show.
And you show it to people from around the world. One more thing before I move back to Texas. And that is this. Your value system helps people. Now, I don't need all the details, but I do know that there's certain types of families that you guys really reach out to. Single moms and adoptive parents. Mm-hmm. Is it something you can share publicly on them?
Oh, definitely. So foster and adopted kids get in free at the highest ticket rate. I mean, anytime. So, and we love that thousands and thousands of kiddos get to come in and enjoy the experience.
Time out.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's very important to hear what he just said. If you know moms and families that might struggle a little bit, hear what he said. Didn't say mom and dad came free. He said the adopted kids come free.
That's right. Yeah. Just a little bit of proof, you know.
When
just
you said adopted or fostered.
Mm-hmm.
That's
both.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Right, fostered, adopted. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it. Well, I've got an event scheduled in April at Fritz's. It's on our refrigerator.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
Was it the flag raising?
Oh, no. No. It's something else. April.
Oh, April. This April.
Excuse me, Travis.
Yeah. August. Yeah.
Because maybe you did not get the invitation that I got to Hayden's wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
At Fritz's here.
Oh, April.
Is it April?
Awesome. Mother's Day? Is it April?
I don't know. It's not April.
I don't know.
When's he getting married?
I don't know. I'm doing the food, so I better get at this.
Maybe it's not April. I don't know when it is.
I think it's May, first week of May.
The sign's on its refrigerator, but yeah. It hasn't read it yet.
So, why do you guys do this to me?
He's getting married. Yourself.
Okay, hang on a minute. He's getting married, right?
Yes.
He's married a young lady.
Yes.
Right?
Kylie, yeah.
At Fritz's.
Yes.
You're right.
And you're doing the food.
I'm doing the food.
Okay, what else
but
do
the
we
one thing
now?
We don't know is we don't know the date.
And we'll figure it out. Yeah. It's Mother's Day.
Are they coming in?
Mother's Day.
Are they coming in zipline wise or how are they doing this?
I want them to. That'd be incredible.
Me too. Now, you guys aren't going to do it. I know you're not going to do it, but I'm going to bring it up again. Keith and I love this idea, and you're the guy that can make this happen. Keith, go back to your childhood.
Oh, yeah.
Wile E. Coyote. Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah.
The Roadrunner.
Yeah.
And when the Roadrunner and the sky plane would come through, they'd go through the barn.
Yeah, and his would be on the door because the door didn't open. And but Fritz's, they opened the door.
Yeah.
Spoil the whole
thing. I think that when the door is shut, we need to have an outline, a tracing of the person going through the door.
That would be good.
That's a good idea. Yeah,
I think it is a good idea.
I do too.
That's a Fritz's kind of
thing. Blackout out where it's
landing. Yeah.
Bam. Woo.
Bam.
Maybe
I might be able to work on that.
And maybe when the door opens, remember the I think it was Wile E. Coyote made a sound, kind of a, I can't repeat that sound.
We don't.
But when the door opens, you can make that sound.
Yeah, Keith, let's not ask for too much at one time. What have we missed? What did Keith and I have talked to you about? What have we missed? We talked family, Fritz's, family.
You were
going
to go back to Texas. What were you going to talk about Texas?
Well, because I love the opening date. Nobody will give us this, but Travis will give us the opening date. Tell us the opening date.
I don't know
date.
It.
You don't know it either.
It will be open sometime this year.
I love that.
That sounded like my house when Matt built it. When are we going to move in?
Oh, nice.
You'll get to move in sometime this year.
But if you talk to Dad, he said,
uh-huh.
Well, let me tell you, it's not going to be quite like that because we're going to be on time and on budget. I don't have that sign.
Yeah, you don't have that.
Now, it's going to be open sometime this year.
Right.
And so, stage-wise, where we're at right now, I saw some drone photos of it, and they're doing their underground tunnels. In fact, I think Cole went down and helped pour those, and Hayden was telling me about it for his birthday last week, and was telling me how neat they came out. They just look great.
Incredible. So, definitely all connected in, and they got the covers on them ready for concrete over the top. But yeah, steel's coming in this week to go vertical.
Wow.
Actually, yeah, it might be today. So,
wow. That'll be nice.
So it won't be long. Somebody says, where are you located? And the rest of the furniture saying, we'll say, we're right next to Fritz's.
Fritz's Adventure. That's exactly
that's right.
Now, in the colony, if I remember when we were there that day, at a very nice event and had some local, the mayor and everybody. And I felt, for some reason, I know this is crazy to say, but I mean this. The colony didn't feel like Dallas. I mean, I know I got off the interstate, and I know there were 300,000 cars. I get all that. But yet, when I'm sitting in there meeting these people, I kind of felt like it was like the colony. It was just different.
It really is. They've done an incredible job of spacing it out appropriately so you don't kind of feel in the hustle and bustle, but it's a great community. The city's done a great job, and Grandscape itself has done an amazing job.
That's the term, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the center. Similar to what we've got here in town, just a little bit bigger.
So Branson Landing type thing called a Grandscape.
Yeah, it's called
Grandscape. Yeah, but you got some other things that we'd never have here. Who would want to have Topgolf here? Yeah.
Right across the street. Yeah.
Across the street, Keith.
Wow. Man.
And Tiger Woods do putt-putt golf is going in, and then we've got, the U.S.'s first, like, or the biggest wave simulator is right there.
Wow.
Yeah, some really, really neat
And I remember the Ferris wheel's there too, right?
Yes, huge.
That's gonna. So. That is a destination area for people in that area. Coming to the Dallas area, and they'll end up there, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah, so they expect around 20 million guests a year.
Well, do me a favor.
Oh, baby.
Stay right here, okay? Sure. I'm losing a grandson to Texas, okay? Travis, we love you, okay? Stay here with us so we can have the food, the aioli, all this kind of stuff. How about blue cheese? Do you like blue cheese?
Love it.
Keith? See, look at this guy.
There's not much I don't like, though.
Yeah, but I understand. That's like toe jam, Keith, but it's great. Blue cheese crumbles on your salad?
No. Of course.
Okay, here's my wife does that.
Watch this. If you take Catalina or even in a vinaigrette dressing and drizzle it over it with the blue cheese.
There you go.
Excellent.
Nice wedge.
Are you? Oh, ho!
Yep.
A blue cheese wedge. I would eat it right now.
Yeah.
with extra bacon.
I love it.
Okay.
No pork or beef for me. I'm allergic.
Give me the maple.
That's crazy, right?
It's
give
crazy.
Me the maple on a Hertz donut.
Maple bacon on the Hertz donut?
No bacon, no.
No, just maple.
I did the bacon thing. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Can you eat croutons?
Yeah, can you
Do you like croutons?
Yeah.
I like those
Who
homemade.
Who can't eat croutons?
People that are allergic
gluten.
To gluten.
Yeah.
Thing.
Oh, gluten.
Thanks
well,
for
maybe
helping
they
me.
Have gluten-free croutons. Who knows?
Probably.
Yeah.
I bet we could find them.
You're a chef. What do you mean probably? You got to know that stuff.
That's like food science.
Who wants that?
I just get in there and throw stuff together. So
Man, what's your food background? I know Andy's you. Work there, but did you grow up cooking for mom and dad or something?
Yeah, with grandma for sure.
Really?
Culinary school and then outside of C of O.
You went to culinary school?
Mm-hmm.
So he knows how to make all that good.
He had his own restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where?
Over here by
All American Cafe.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Oh, really?
For Pope's.
I did not.
Oh, my guess.
What about the Pope?
Tim Pope played some drums over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different Pope.
Yeah, different Pope. He was a great drummer. Man.
Right now, we got a couple of minutes. I've give you 5 minutes, and then Keith and I are going to sit down, and we want a home, old-fashioned, southern supper. What are you fixing for us?
Ooh, chicken fried steak, for sure.
Oh, baby.
That's my boy's favorite.
And what goes with it?
Oh, white gravy, so for sure.
What kind of vegetable we have?
Oh, we're doing mashed potatoes. That's all there is to it.
Mashed potatoes?
Of course.
How about okra?
I like okra.
Fried okra?
Fried okra. Yeah. I like both, though. And then my wife, she has to have those, like, you know, green beans with a ton of bacon in it and, like, all that stuff. So
I'm into it. What do we have for dessert?
Ooh, I like apple dump cake.
Ooh.
So
I got some
that's,
banana
that's
pudding.
Darren, we're placing our order.
Yeah.
Now, knowing a good chef like you, do we have to have a fruit with that?
No. Not on that kind of dinner. I mean, you're just going all in. You said southern, like.
Oh, man, go get
this
it.
This is Paula Deen style here, right?
Yeah,
some cornbread.
What are we drinking?
Some honey. Some
sweet
molasses.
Sweet iced tea to drink.
So, crunchy tea.
What?
So my friends down way south, they like crunchy tea. So if you can't crunch on the sugar, it ain't sweet enough.
Oh, I like that.
So
good.
Fritz's Adventure right here in Branson, Missouri. Your last chance. One call right now. 417-334-5532. You could be on your way to Fritz's Adventure. Thanks to the fine staff and management, Keith. It's been a great time.
It has been fun, Trent. Thank you so much
Did
for being with us.
Did I give the phone number?
We appreciate. Yeah.
Okay.
We appreciate you being with us. Thank you. Come back again.
Thank you.
And let us know how Texas is going from time to time.
Travis, I'm serious. I'm smelling this chicken fried steak right now. And the green beans and the bacon.
Fried okra. Ooh,
pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, we could just go up to Lambert's, I guess.
We could do that. Stay right
All
with
right,
you.
Hey,
goodbye.
Join us on Monday because we'll be back here for another edition of Good Morning Ozarks. Have a blessed and wonderful weekend and enjoy St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. So don't forget that.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage. Yeah, there's one for you, Travis.
Yep.
Hey, as I say, we'll be back. Join us then. Put all your trust in Jesus. Thanks to all of you that have been listening this morning. Listen to the podcast at klfcradio.com if you missed any of this week's guest.
When you go to Fritz's, it's a great
adventure. See you.
You're listening to who, Keith?
We're listening to Good Morning Ozarks.
The two guys.
Oh, that. It's always... Two guys, good guys, at sunrise. Bye-bye.